Hey everyone, welcome to the Forkum Podcast. What an absolutely awesome day to be a Demon after 6 years. Battle with NSU Trophy has come home. What an absolutely amazing game for the football program. And I think I speak for all Demon fans when I say it feels like a weight's kind of coming off our shoulders on that one. Just a great, great win for the Demons. Before I get to that one, just going to kind of recap what happened in the Southland. Houston Christian had a 37-34 win over Lamar. Houston Christian, I don't think they're a contender by any stretch for the conference title, but they're improving as a program, and I really do believe that if they keep making the right strides that they're making, they can be a competitive team sooner than later. And, you know, I think they're doing the right things. I think they do have a class team the way they run things, and they're not the pushover I think people thought they would be in the beginning of the season. I think that's a team that, if you're a quality team, you should be able to beat them on the field, but they're one of those teams that if you don't play to your best, they can easily steal a win from you. So definitely, you know, have to give credit to Houston Christian on that one. Southeast Louisiana took apart Murray State 48-14. Actually, really close game going into the fourth. It was 20-14. Southeast Louisiana pulled away. For my money, Southeast Louisiana has been the most complete team in the Southland. While they don't have the offensive numbers of UIW, they definitely, I think, have a defense that can match them toe for toe. Speaking of UIW, they knocked off McNeese 48-20. Of note in that game is McNeese coaches were not happy with UIW's coaching staff. Basically, UIW, they do not take their foot off the gas. You know, against Southern Illinois, early in the year, they were up 57-29 and were still throwing passes with a minute left in the game. In fact, scored a late touchdown to make it 64-29 against McNeese. They were up 41-20, and with 34 seconds, they had Lindsey Scott still in throwing passes to the end zone, and they scored their last touchdown on a Lindsey Scott pass with 34 seconds left. All I'll say to that one is, and if you listen to the UIW broadcast, you know what I'm talking about, but if your announcers are having to justify the way you're managing the game or the way you're doing something, it means what you're doing is probably not the most classy thing to do and probably not in the best interest of sportsmanship. So all I'll say on that one. But great win for the Demons. Going to get to that, my thoughts on that game. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. What can you say about that game but an absolute miracle unfolded at Turpin Stadium, and with it the weight of so many close calls not going our way finally getting lifted after 6 years holding up that NSU trophy. Just an amazing feeling, and credit to the guys. And one thing I'll give credit to is Nichols. The game plan the Colonels had, I thought, was absolutely phenomenal. They'd spread the ball out a lot coming into this game, didn't run nearly as much as they had before, but Tim Rebo, who's a tremendous coach, whereas I thought in the games before they were doing almost a zone run, they were doing straight power. It looked like the Nichols teams of old. They were really, I think, had our defense kind of confused, and at times, you know, I think we were blitzing in a lot, being very aggressive from the edges, which against the way they played in their previous games, I think would have worked really well. But they threw the couple of wrinkles in. Credit to Coach Rebo and staff at Nichols. And they had a great rushing attack. Ended up doing 39 rushes for 231. They were also pass-wise, which was really impressive too. They were 20 of 41 for 324. So their offense was clicking. I thought, you know, again, the Colonels kept us off balance. Throw some new wrinkles in they hadn't shown the rest of the year. Cohen Granier, I'll say it again, he is just a phenomenal athlete. I think he's a great quarterback out at Nichols. I think he's going to do some really good things for them before the year is out. And there was two instances I thought just really defined this game. And the first one was we were down 27-21. We're driving in third quarter, I believe, in it's either late third, early fourth, but we were driving down. And fourth and one, and we had it inside the 10-yard line, and we throw a pass in the end zone, a little fade route to Javon Antonio I thought it was a good play. Great coverage by Nichols. We come away empty-handed and a chance to possibly take the lead. Of course, we don't. We stall out. We have trouble getting our offense on track the next series after that. Nichols finally gets the ball, chance to ice the game. There was what I thought was a questionable targeting call called on our best defensive player, Jamar Valson. Basically, if you didn't see it, he was blitzing in. He jumps up. The Nichols defender pushes him in the back. As he comes down, his hand looks like it grazed the helmet of Cohen Granier, hits his shoulder. They throw a flag for roughing, which I didn't have a problem with. By rule, that is a roughing call. But then they reviewed it and called a targeting and an ejection. I didn't agree with that. So our best defensive player is out. They go down. Julian Gums does what he does. 37-yard run with 3:17 left. They take a 33-21 lead. And in that one, it just felt like what we've seen so often over the last really decade and a half of Northwestern football. In that, so many times we've seen where we could say if just this one play wouldn't have happened, or this one penalty wouldn't have occurred, or this we'd had this tackle, we could have won the game. And it felt like it was going to be one of those where we look back at a team that we could have beaten but just didn't make enough plays to. And for all intents and purposes, the game looked over. But Demons come back with a minute 34. Beautiful pass from Zach Clement to Javon Antonio. Had some mustard on it, as they say, and score. Then the onside kick from Egodina, which was amazing. If you haven't seen the onside kick and it was his first one of the year, it was perfect. It was textbook onside kick. Perfect bounce at about helmet high for the Nichols player who couldn't crowd the ball in. Now, I couldn't tell from looking at it if it hit his hands or hit his helmet, but either way, ball ricocheted, Demons get on the ball. And if you watch that sideline right there, the energy from Northwestern, the swagger the Demons had, is something I haven't seen from a Demon team in a very, very long time. Then the next play, and this is again where it comes down to there's something a little different about this Demon team, is we had a 4th and 10 with about 44 seconds left. Zach Clement goes back. The Nichols right in, not sure who he was, just blew through the offensive line. Their defensive line had worn us down by that point. He blew through, had Zach Clement dead to right. Zach Clement somehow evaded the sack, and I thought he was going down. Honestly, if you watch it, it looked like he was going to have a 12-yard loss, but he rolls out. Then in the middle of rolling out while he's falling down, and again, Zach Clement's a winner, and I've said this before, and a guy like him has that instinct to foul to win a game, and he just threw up a Hail Mary, and downfield Kennard King, who was literally laying on the ground, reaches out, dives for it, and brings in the ball. We convert the 4th down, and then next play, Lacy has a beautiful, beautiful run out to about the 5-yard line, and again, the way his emotion was and a team just had that look of, you know, we're not going to lose today. And after that catch, that's when I went from this is going to be another heartbreaking loss to, wow, we're actually going to do this. And I just had no doubt. And I think most Demon fans and the Demon players, once we had that catch and then the Lacy run right after, it just had that feel of, yeah, we're not being denied today. And it's been a long time since I've seen a Demon team in Turpin Stadium say, you know what, we're not being denied today and we're not going to lose this game. The best game I can say I remember is we played Appalachian State. It was around 2005-2006 and we knocked off Appalachian State in Turpin, and it had that same feel where Appalachian State was high powered, had a lot of NFL level talent on that team, and the Demons just would not lose. And for the first time in 17 years, which coincidentally the first time we've started off 2-0 was in 17 years, I've really felt that this Demon team has it, where they know now how to win and they won't lose games. And then of course, Zach Clement, beautiful play to Javon Antonio, 3-yard pass, then another awesome, again, I love both plays, for 2-point conversion. Demons go up 36-33. Some unsportsmanlike conduct calls called on Northwestern, which is something you gotta be smart about. We had a guy take off a helmet on the field. Gotta be smart about that. So again, not all sunshine and lollipops, but we're only going to talk about the sunshine and lollipops today, because you know what, that win was so awesome, I think we can just put the negativity away for a while. we kick a ball, and once again, Godin, a beautiful kick, the way he, the trajectory of it, the way the Nichols player had to catch the ball, and I was worried that he was going to field it around the 35, 40 yard line, return it to, you know, other side to 50. They have about 12 seconds to work with, give or take. Instead, he had to follow on a ball at the 40 yard line. Then I should say that was the Nichols 40. That one play out to the about a 42 yard line, then we had too many men on the field. They had an untimed down through at that point, they threw a Hail Mary. We intercept the ball, and Demons win the game. And I tell you what, that was just an absolute amazing, amazing finish to the game. It's one of the best games I've ever seen in any level of football, especially if you can. I recommend go to ESPN.com, ESPN Plus, and just look at that last 2.5 minutes of the game. It's absolute trip to watch. And one thing I love at the end, and Coach Glosser does it, and it's called the jump team, which, and I love this idea. He puts a bunch of offensive players out there to try and go up and make the interception. The guy that made the interception was Trevon Jones. A great interception, but I love that idea of doing it. And it's not an idea we just came up with, but I really like that idea of getting offensive players out there in a play where you're basically just trying to bat it down and catch the ball. And, you know, we've seen so many plays where, you know, Hail Marys work because the ball gets batted around by guys who aren't used to catching it, so to speak. And I just saw it was a great one. And just an absolute, absolute amazing, amazing moment for Northwestern. Before I wrap up this episode, I'd like to touch on one thing, and that is Coach Brad Laird. On Twitter, there's usually Mary Margaret Ellison that shared a clip, and on this clip she shared, she also has a quote on it, and on the quote from the tweet she sent out, it says, "This feeling, it's different feeling from the years I've been here," and that's from Javon Antonio. And during his press conference, which you can see on the YouTube channel, on the NSU Demons YouTube channel, he talks about how they had a team meeting and they said, "Look, the coaches are doing the right thing, now we've got to do the right thing." And then he just mentioned how at the end of the game there was just a different feeling, and it's really awesome to see, and he carries himself really well, as does everyone else that was interviewed. I did look, there's a clip of Coach Laird talking, and what I'm talking about and the thing I want to address is not on here, but on the link she shared, there's a clip of him being asked a question, and in it he gets really emotional. And I'm embarrassed to say this, don't want to admit saying this, but after the Grambling game, I really was questioning if Coach Laird was the right guy to lead Northwestern. There is even an account that follows Southland Sports that even mentioned midway through the game of pretty much saying that we were clearly the worst team in the conference. Luckily, we've shown we're not. But to see the team go from where they're at that moment to where they're at now, and the fight they've shown, and to see Javon Antonio and the leadership he's shown, and the fortitude it took for that team to win, and seeing the emotion those guys played with, seeing the emotion Coach Laird showed in that clip. And if you haven't watched it, if you're a Demon fan, please watch it, because you can feel the love he has for the school in that clip. And that's without hyperbole. It really is amazing to watch. But to see the way they've done that, and then to see the improvement this team has made from that Grambling game to now, I'll be honest, it's one of the best turnarounds I have ever seen a football team at any level ever achieve. And I'm not here saying that, hey, look, book your tickets for Frisco, or we're definitely making the playoffs. But there has been noticeable improvement from that week two game against Grambling to now. And then seeing the emotion Coach Laird has, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, when I was questioning if he was going to win, there was a coach reached out to me. He's not on staff, but he told me, hey, look, Coach Laird is a great coach. You know, give him a chance. I know it looks bad now, but I'm telling you, he's doing the right stuff and it's going to work out. And I had other players, you know, contact me as well, saying the same thing, like, hey, look, and again, former players, saying all the same thing, like, look, give the guy a chance. He's been through a lot. You know, everything he's had, you know, he's had one hand tied behind his back since he arrived. It's going to work out. Just give it a chance. And I hate the fact that, you know, I've always been a huge fan of Coach Lair, and I hate that I kind of question that. You know, if that was the right thing, but after seeing that, and after seeing that clip, I have no doubt that Coach Brad Laird is the right guy to lead this program. You know, I've said before, I think he's a tremendous coach. And sometimes it just takes a while for things to click. And I think you've finally seen in the last 2 weeks against Lamar and now against Nichols, especially that last 2 minutes, I think we're finally seeing what his vision for Northwestern can be and what his vision for the program is. And that's not saying it's perfect, but we're making improvements. And, you know, for the first time in a very long time, I think there's a very big wave of positivity over this program. So with all sincerity, have to give credit to not only Coach Brad Laird, but to Coach Glosser, Coach Blair on offense. I mean, the job they have done from that Grambling game to now is simply amazing. And then you look at the turmoil that's happened with the team, and I tell you what, it's an absolutely impressive job that all those guys have done. And you know, where the program is going to go from here, it remains to be seen. But I think a lot of people admit, you know, first time in a long time, you know, we're going in a positive direction. So going to be really fun to watch the rest of the season unfold. Of course, they have a nice road trip to Eastern Illinois, and I think it's coming at a perfect time. You know, we're coming off of a really emotional victory. Now we get to go on a road trip, and I could tell you from being a former athlete, those long road trips, those are some of the best road trips you'll be on. I remember going up to Tennessee on a road trip and going to Kentucky, and those are always my favorites. In fact, there was one road trip I went to Kentucky where there was a mess up with the rooms, and we ended up having to stay in a student union at Murray State University, which is really cool. Great memory I have. But for the football team, I think with the attitude they have now, and it's just such a positive feeling, and seeing just the joy and the swagger they had, I think a road trip right now and that type of road trip and the bonding you have on, I think comes at a perfect time. Now, Eastern Illinois, I know their record's not the greatest and they haven't had the greatest results on the field. I do think it's going to take a good effort from us to pull out the win, but I'm really, really positive about our chances. And I tell you what, let's enjoy the ride while we're here. There's always things you could find and say, well, we need to work on this and we need to work on that. And there's plenty to find in that Nichols game. And I have no doubt the coaches are looking on it. But my request for Demon fans, let's just enjoy this. Enjoy the feeling we have right now. And as I said before, if you haven't looked at that last 2 minutes of the game, please go on ESPN and just watch it. It's one of the best feelings you have as a Demon fan rewatching that. Please go on Twitter and go watch that clip of Brad Laird and go listen to the players. Go on YouTube, go to NSUDemons.com, and just really enjoy this feeling. You know, it's been a while. If you're the players, enjoy the feeling as well. You know, keep your head up. You know, walk around campus, be proud, and also get to work. You know, it's a fun thing about being a college athlete or athlete in general is you can't celebrate too much, but I'm sure the guys will definitely be at work. And coolest thing I've seen is there's about 4 or 5 guys I saw on Twitter that Monday morning, this morning, first thing bright and early, they said, time to go back to work, which is awesome to see. Thank you for listening to this episode. What a just amazing, amazing turnaround for this team. Going to be really fun talking about them again. That will be Wednesday. I will be recording the episode breaking down the Eastern Illinois game, talking about the other sports in Northwestern. That episode will either be released late Wednesday or early Thursday. I do work night shift, and because I do work in the sugarcane industry, that means I don't have any days off from basically the middle of September to the middle of January. It is what it is, nature of the beast, but because of that work schedule, and I'm on nights right now, I don't always have the time to get them out exactly when I want to, but it'll definitely be either late Wednesday or early Thursday. My next thing I'm looking into doing on this podcast, and I'm going to be reaching out to the NSU Athletic Department, is I'd like to kind of integrate some audio clips from coaches' interviews and post-game interviews to put on here. I think that would make for a much more immersive experience. I got the idea of listening to a Nebraska podcast that did the same thing. Basically, they would talk about stuff, then they play a coach's clip, and they talk about what the coach or the player would say. And I think it's a great idea, but I do want to get it cleared first. I want to make sure if I can integrate that into this podcast that it is 100% okay to do so. And I don't want to step on any toes. The Northwestern Athletic Department has been super, super supportive of me doing this podcast, and I'm very thankful for that. Please have a great week. Smile from ear to ear. Hey, we're the real NSU. Never had a doubt. Gonna see you Wednesday. Have a great week. As always, Farcom Demons.